When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Psych, like,
so,
I didn't know you asked me.
All right. Okay, Dylan, welcome to San Diego. I'm sorry the weather is so awesome.
It's terrible.
Such a beautiful night. You have such a good crowd. You have a lot of very good looking women in very little clothing who are excited to see you.
We have to address the grill in the room here.
Yeah.
I worked in Eau Claire, Wisconsin years ago before I came to America's finest city. I've actually worked Country Jam. Country Jam.
Yeah.
There was a story this week that you were taken out of your own show out of no fault of your own.
Yeah.
I know big, burly, giant bearded, giant gutted Wisconsin security dudes. I have a feeling that guy had a case of big, giant gutted, big, giant bearded security. You don't have to say a word. I live there. I know it. You were escorted out of your
this
own
This is
show.
Not to cut down all security personnel, because we have a lot of ones
we don't
that we
have to say that. Yes. They okay. all know that.
All right, just saying it. Just saying
but
it.
But there are some people that have, you know, and they're really into their gig.
For sure.
And what happened, bro?
Yeah. First, I'll say, like, Country Jam's still awesome.
Yeah.
All the folks running it, super sick. And I'm going to come back.
You handled it so well, by
and, I really don't, like, we just were watching the show, and I think... I don't know, like, if there wasn't a good security meeting or something, but, like, same today, like, these were the wristbands they gave us, say, crew on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing. Was up there watching, and dude just, like, was not having it.
So what we heard was that you were questioned and that you cocked off. Is that true or false?
No, not immediately. No, so initially what happened was, and granted, like, I'm always trying to stay out of the way. So there was, like, tons of camera dudes and lighting guys up there, so... First thing I did when I got up there was like, hey, am I cool?
Yeah.
Out of y'all's way. And they're like, yeah, dude, you're good. Even some of the guys DM'd me after. They're like, we're so sorry that happened. No, I mean, initially, like, it was just like, hey, you can't be here. And it was like, hey, I didn't even say who I was or that I just played. I just started with, I have the right credentials. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And then when he's like, no, you got to go. I was like, well, we just played. Like, is there, like, I'm not trying to, like, do, like, this
important
thing.
You weren't doing, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, I wasn't doing that at all. I just was like, we just played. I mean, I played at 2 o'clock, so I don't expect anybody to know who I am. But I was like, we just played. I have the correct credentials. Like, it was loud. I was like, I don't know if he's hearing me right or, like, what's going on. And Dave, I don't know, he's my guitar player. He was with me. But I was like, so at first it was very cordial. And, you know, and then it just kind of, as we started going back and forth, I was like, dude, I am cool to be here by the festival.
Yeah.
I just played. I don't know what the deal is, but we're chilling. And then I think he started getting kind of smart with me, so I started getting kind of smart back with him. So I was like, I said in that video, like, I was a little rude to him after he was kind of getting rude
at me. But wait a second. Let me be the judge of that. I lived in Wisconsin. Tammy's from Wisconsin. What did he say to you to make you start being quote unquote rude to him? Because we all have our pushing points.
Yeah.
So what stops you from being a professional guy to being like, F this, screw this? What did he say?
The F word, that's what
really?
Sets me off. Well, it's like, you got to get the F out of here. It wasn't like a crazy thing at first.
Yeah.
So it was like, you got to get the F out of here. And I was like, dude, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Like, this, can we talk? Like, this could have been avoided had he just like radioed, like, hey, I got this asshole Dylan Marlowe guy thinks he's good enough to be here. Is he good? And the festival would have said yes.
Yeah, he just got off stage.
Or if the festival said no, he could have said, hey, dude, you just heard the festival and I went, yeah, I'll go talk to somebody.
John, we just went through this here. Same situation where somebody said, you can't go back there. And we said, we have the right credentials to get us there.
Yeah.
Not where we're at right now, but a different venue. And you remember how angry you got.
I was beaten to a pulp. That's why.
Tammy
left me. She was backstage drinking champagne. They're kicking me in the kidneys.
Yeah.
So that's, I was pissed off a bit.
But we went through that.
I left. You know what? That exact thing happened to us. And some guy with a complex told me that I needed to calm down with my attitude when I was just saying, we need to get to that side of the stage to do our intro, our job.
Yeah.
That's over here.
It's your job. Yeah.
And I was so angry. You're a better man than I am because I left.
Yeah.
I was like, F this. Yeah. I didn't. I'm here. I'm not here for my health.
No, for sure. Yeah.
I want to.
So I'm sorry. So what calmed it up? What made it all better?
Well, I guess so. We went downstairs because I was like, you know what? I also threw an F word at, which I regret. But I was like, you know what? F this.
Screw that.
I'm going downstairs.
Sorry.
So I go downstairs and then I'm like out of the way of everything at this point. And then he still is like, you got to get out of here, bro. Cops get involved. I'm like, okay, thank God. Like,
yeah.
I'll talk to the cops. Well, the cops are on this dude's team. They're like, if he says you got to go, you got to go. So that's when I was like, screw this, man. So I started walking away and I called him an asshole. I did. And, I wish I wouldn't have, but that was just in the moment.
No, but you're owning it. You're owning it.
I'm owning
it. And that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. And I was already walking away when he came and grabbed me. So I'm like,
oh.
It was definitely like he wasn't going to let me get the last word.
Yeah.
It's fine, though.
No, it's not fine. It's not fine at all.
I think the thing for me wasn't like the...
Hang on. I'm sorry. Yeah. When did it become clear that you did belong there, that this guy was in the wrong? Were you apologized to? Were you?
Yeah.
Did you at least get a free beer out of the deal?
Oh, I mean the festival apologized. Like the festival was great.
I worked at the festival before, too.
Yeah, everybody there, the owner, like they were so nice. They were like, "Hey, we're so sorry." Mm-hmm. Like, which I think it just. Yeah, it wasn't from like a pride, like, do you know who I am? It was like a hey.
But I
like,
have everything you asked
now
for.
Now people are looking at us and it's a scene and I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't drunk. I wasn't like being obnoxious. Yeah. I just was like this, watching Jake Owen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I feel like it could have been avoided with like an easy radio phone call, but I think.
Well, you know what they say, no press is bad press. So, I mean, we're talking about you, Dylan, that's a good thing.
That's right.
And you're so sweet. And no, seriously, you are so sweet. And I love the fact that you owned up to it. You weren't sitting here going, nope, he was a total dick, blah, blah, blah. You're like, no, I shouldn't have said that. And I, blah, blah, blah. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say everything you said, you should have said, because you did not initiate saying, hey, asshole, I'm this guy.
Yeah, definitely didn't initiate
No.
it. Right. But I definitely gave it back.
Can you tell which one of us is the hothead?
Oh, I would have been dragged out by my hair. But anyway, welcome to San Diego.
Let's go.
You are going to be showing nothing but respect and love.
Right. Until
we know
one
that,
night.
We know that you're supposed to be here. Yes. I'll probably be removed later.
Yes.
Hey, that's all
my
right.
own thing.
That's all right.
And Dylan will laugh. He'll be like, bye.
Everyone out there is, I don't know this guy.
I've never seen him before in my life.
It's trouble, though. Right. Hey,
here's Dave. He was with me.
Everyone out here is so ready to see you. They've all been partying in a good way.
Come on.
Yeah. And they're all in a pool drinking and waiting to listen
to your
music,
I feel like this is the first stage I've ever played right beside a pool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, this is bad. This
so
is the best.
When y'all tagged me on Instagram like a couple months back, I was like, oh, that's going to be lit.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Because who else is playing this? Like Muscadine and a couple other guys?
Yeah, and Jackson Dean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Have a great show, pal. We're looking forward to it.
Let's go.
Okay. Thanks for chatting with
us.
It was very sweet. Thank you, honey.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right, we should do one more stage.